We're visiting with Opie head football coach Chris Schmidt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you go to Kansas City and defeat Bishop Ward 42-32, finding ways to make some plays late. What'd you like about that week two victory?
Well, I liked how our kids battled and showed some adversity in the second half and came back and won the ball game by kids step up and making plays on both sides of the ball. We weren't getting stops defensively very much first half, and they scored the first touchdown in the third quarter. So put us down 32-14. But I thought Dexton Holting is kind of the catalyst. He made a long touchdown run that kind of got us going. And after that, we just had kids stepping up and making plays. If it wasn't, it might have been a 6-yard pass completion for a first down, or a tackle behind the line, or a sack, that type of thing that kind of just kept all the momentum going.
And you talk about some of the guys that did some good things for you last Friday.
I said Dexton, I thought, made some plays. We had some other, our other senior kids, Ethan Redeker, Blake Skowski made a couple big plays for us, catches at critical times. Isaac Miller made a big hit on a kickoff that caused a fumble that got the ball back to us right after we had just taken the lead, and then we scored the next play. Actually, Isaac got a 5-yard run right after that to bump it to 10 there in the last few minutes of the game. But I thought we threw a bunch of kids in trying to find some combinations that was work, and there was a bunch of kids stepped up and made plays for us.
So how do you feel like that's carried over in practice this week?
Well, I think, again, it gave our kids some momentum, some good thought, feeling about themselves. But we, even after that and the game was over, we said, great job, good job, enjoy it for the next couple of days, but don't be satisfied. Use this as a building block and go to work this week and get better. And we're working on that. Sometimes in practice we can't tell if we're getting better. You think you're doing some things better, but the competition on Friday is going to be pretty tough, so we'll find out tonight then.
We're visiting with Opie head football coach Chris Schmidt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you're going to Osage to face Andrew Gattenbein's bunch that's 2-0, and they're really good, even though they don't have a guy by the name of Landon Voss anymore.
No, they're a very balanced team. I think they're playing extremely well the two games they've played already. Play with a lot of confidence. They got a lot of playmakers. They got the Parsons boys, the quarterback and running back, both are solid, make plays. But they got other skilled kids out on the perimeter that can go do things for them. And again, to be able to pass the ball and run the ball like they have been, obviously their line is doing some good things up front. So it's a big challenge. Andrew and the staff do a great job of preparing them. They do a lot of fundamentals very well. So it's going to be a big challenge for us. We're going to do a lot of things real well to be successful against them.
How do you feel like this week three matchup gets you ready for what's coming up? Because the first 3 weeks, including last year, kind of helped you get some success after this week three game this time last year.
Yeah, it's all positive no matter what happens if we don't have any injuries. That's a big thing. Going into district play starts next week. We want to be as healthy as we can. But again, it's a test that's going to challenge us in some different ways than maybe we've been challenged a little bit. Again, I think they're a team that can exploit some weaknesses when we have some. And so that gives us another week to shore those things up going into districts. We like playing challenging games and opponents that are going to challenge us. Win or lose, we're going to gain from it in the long run. Obviously we want to win a ball game and play well, and our goal is to play better than we did last week. So that's kind of how we're approaching it, and we'll see what we can do.
Well, coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight at Osage, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
All right, sounds good, Dylan. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That is Opie head football coach Chris Schmidt joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank, Rich Door Company, and Mills Tire on KVOE, live and local.